This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
David Swanson joins me live in studio. He's an author. His most recent book is Daybreak, The Undoing of the Imperial Presidency. He's online at davidswanson.org. How are you, sir?
Great. Thanks for having me in.
Absolutely. So, Afghanistan. I say Afghanistan, and you think what?
Against our country, do us absolutely no good and ruin our economy and kill our young men and women. And a Congress in this worst of all possible economic times to be doing this, thinking about voting for another $33 billion to escalate that war in Afghanistan. You know, we escalated it with 21,000 more troops and 5,000 more mercenaries and lots of contractors last year. And the violence just went up. The Taliban just grew. The respect for the government just sank and so forth. Same thing expected this time. All of our military experts say it would take hundreds of thousands of troops and millions of civilians to do any good. But we're going to fund this pointless escalation with $33 billion unless we convince some Congress members to vote no.
The phone lines are open, 977-1070. You agree or disagree? You support an increase of troops in Afghanistan. What say you? 977-1070. But surely you're not opposed to efforts to capture bin Laden, who is, you know, both sides of this debate agree that he's the mastermind responsible for 9/11.
Well, I want people tried and convicted, but I don't have any reason to doubt him as a top suspect. But he's not in Afghanistan, and al-Qaeda is not in Afghanistan. This is a rather unique war in that the enemy is not in the country where the war is being fought. In fact, the Taliban is not in good terms with al-Qaeda. Were the Taliban in power, it would not bring al-Qaeda in. And our top experts in the military and in the CIA say that if al-Qaeda were in Afghanistan, it wouldn't make the United States any less safe than having al-Qaeda where it is now in other countries. So this is a war that is sold to us as revenge, even though revenge is not a legal justification for war. And yet the revenge doesn't make any sense. The people who blew up those buildings on September 11th were already dead, were not from Afghanistan, did most of their planning in Europe and this country. And here we are bombing this country a decade later.
And they were mostly from Saudi Arabia, right, which continues to be our good friend in the Middle East.
Indeed, indeed. So we're sold a bill of goods and sold. Our grandchildren will be paying for this. This is borrowed money, $33 billion, right? There's a bill sitting in the Senate that would save every teacher in the country from being laid off because of lack of funds at the state levels in all 50 states, $23 billion, right? These are choices we make. Is this the top priority for where to put another $33 billion, not to maintain it, but to escalate it pointlessly? The U.S. Army last week did a survey, Kandahar, where the escalation is planned. 94% of those people want peace negotiations, not an assault. We haven't exactly won the hearts and minds.
Now, what do you think? We're talking with David Swanson. DavidSwanson.org is the website. What crosses your mind when you hear people out in the streets protesting? I'm thinking of members of the Tea Party saying, you know, they're protesting runaway big government and government spending, and yet when it comes to military spending, they don't seem to be opposed to that at all.
Either they don't know that military and war spending is where we spend more than everything else combined and more than every other nation in the world spends on its military combined, and that it's for hundreds and hundreds of bases around the world and pointless, illegal, immoral, counterproductive wars. Or they don't know that the wars make us less safe. They don't know that terrorism has risen globally during the so-called global war on terror. They think that somehow bombing Afghanistan and Pakistan makes us more safe, and so it's worth the incredible cost and the destruction of our economy. I think they're wrong.
Let's go to the phones and bring the listeners in. 977-1070. Frank is on the line. Frank, you're on with David Swanson. Go right ahead.
Yes, this is Frank.
Yeah, go right ahead.
I'm a Vietnam veteran, not serving in combat, but in during that era. And we must realize that we've entered that war on a pretense that wasn't true. We entered this war on a pretense it wasn't true, and we have many people have died, both civilian and military, because of arrogance, and we had to leave Vietnam in defeat, and I fully believe we'll leave Afghanistan in defeat, but I'm sorry to say that as an American citizen, but we really do have our priorities mixed up. And I'll take a comment off the air. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. Thanks for your service and thanks for joining the conversation. We have a line open, 977-1070. David?
Well, thank you for your comment, Frank. And you know, in Vietnam, it's a national holiday, the day the United States left. And last week, they celebrated the 35th anniversary. And here is a country that didn't get better until we left. The position of...
And arguably got really better. I mean, they're great trading partners, and they have, arguably
and
healthy...
And the dominoes didn't fall, and the world didn't collapse, and so forth, as we're told about Afghanistan. And were we to leave Afghanistan, Afghanistan would not be the greatest place to live immediately. It would be a disaster, as it is now. But the position of most civic groups in Afghanistan, including the Revolutionary Association of Women of Afghanistan, is the longer the occupation goes, the worse the post-occupation period will be. The only thing we can do is get out. And I would encourage Frank and anyone else to take your opinions to Congressman Perriello. Because when we had a Republican congressman in this district, people were getting arrested in his office routinely saying, end these wars, stop funding these wars. I don't think a single person's made a phone call to Tom Perriello because he's with a different party, but he's voted every war dollar he possibly could get his hands on.
We're talking with David Swanson. The website's davidswanson.org. A vote coming up in Congress to increase military spending and the presence of military troops in Afghanistan by upwards of 30,000 troops, is it? And how many billions of dollars they're going to authorize?
Well, about $33 billion plus some, and it's about $1 million per troop, which if you think about it would be 20 green energy jobs at $50,000 a year in this country, one for that ex-soldier and 19 more people. Would that not be wiser? There are numerous economic studies that show that public spending on the military is the worst thing you can do. Any other industry produces more jobs, even tax cuts produces more jobs than military spending.
But military spending safeguards the liberties of your country, right?
No, it enrages the world against us. Our misnamed Defense Department is not defending us, and our soldiers and our National Guard, for that matter, who ought to be around when we have natural disasters, we ought to have learned this several years back, are off guarding other people's countries and enraging people against us. We have close to 1,000 bases in over 150 countries around the world, the biggest impact being antagonizing people at a cost of hundreds of billions of dollars a year. It's crazy.
And this is the, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but any student of history knows that the rise and fall of empires, this is ultimately what leads to the fall of empires, is they get overstretched in their military budgets. They have too many troops out in the world, and it leads to enemies that then come home to their homeland and bring the wars to them. And we saw that in New York.
But many empires have been better off when they finally gave up the empire. And the people in Britain will tell you they were better off when they gave up the British Empire. Certainly, Russia is not a paradise, but it hasn't been destroyed by giving up their empire. We are destroying our country as well as other people's countries.
Well, the best thing that ever happened to Britain was the American Revolution, because then they were able to outsource their military spending to us, and then we took care of it for them. Now, what are your thoughts? We're talking with David Swanson. What are your thoughts on, you got troops in Afghanistan, you got troops in Iraq, right in between them. Most Americans don't know this. They don't look at a map, but the listeners to this program do. Right in between them is the country of Iraq. Most people have no idea.
Iran.
And most people have no idea that Iran is right in between Iraq and Afghanistan. They think they're far apart. This fits very well. This whole scenario is the scenario presented by the Project for a New American Century back in the 90s when they wrote this letter to Bill Clinton and said, the threat of the 21st century is Iraq. We need troops in Iran and Afghanistan. This is where we need them. You know, just like a risk game. Where are we going to put our players? Where do we put our chips? And that was their argument. And, you know, if you fast forward here, we're in 2010. Look where our troops are.
And we have a White House now, just as we did 2 years ago, that routinely threatens war on Iran, which is a violation of the UN Charter and of the Non-Proliferation Treaty. We have a new nuclear policy in this country that guarantees no first strike nuclear attack on a non-nuclear nation except Iran, written right into the policy. We have a president now who declares his power to make wars of this sort in a peace prize acceptance speech in Oslo. This is the point we've reached because we allowed all of this to happen over the past 8, 9, 10 years and didn't do anything about it. And nobody's been held accountable in any way. And so the crimes are escalating. The wars are escalating. The use of the drones is escalating, with which the United Nations is now after us about because it's blatantly illegal. And Iran is certainly in the sights. And it's interesting that now in this nuclear conference in New York, you have nations like Brazil and Turkey trying to step in and say, hey, can more than five nations have a say in what we do about the so-called nuclear policy in Iran? We don't want a global war.
I am reminded of during the election when McCain was running against Obama. And what we often heard from Republicans was that Obama is the most liberal senator in the history of the U.S. Senate. He's a raging liberal. He's way out. He's far left of anybody you've ever heard of. But we're not seeing that. And we're certainly not seeing that when it comes to this very issue that you're talking about now. I mean, and that has been the complaint of many on the left, that that President Obama is just carrying forward many of President Bush's policies when it comes to this kind of stuff.
Which, in large part, we knew he would. And many people fantasized that he was secretly better than what he was campaigning as, and then were upset that he broke the promises he never made. But he has broken lots of promises he did make. But on Afghanistan, that's not one of them. He guaranteed he would escalate the war in Afghanistan. And he's done so. In fact, last year, he said he was sending 21,000 more troops, and then he would sit down and try to figure out a strategy for Afghanistan. So sending these people to risk their lives under illegal orders was an end in itself. And that, again, is what we're seeing here, 30,000 more young men and women as an end in itself for pure political gamesmanship, solely to be able to say, as in Iraq, that we had an escalation before we started to scale back. This is cynicism beyond anything that I've ever seen.
David, before I let you go, what is your response to the people who are listening who truly believe in their heart that anybody who talks like you're talking, it's a threat to the safety of America, and that any troops overseas are good because they are fighting to preserve the liberties in our Constitution and the future of America in the world? And there are many, many people who just, they absolutely believe that. And they don't really give it much thought. It's just a belief that they have that when the president sends troops overseas, this is a good thing.
Well, I would encourage them to give it some thought. I think you look at the reasons why we have terrorism and the increase in terrorism during this so-called attack on it, which is purely counterproductive. And you have to stop and think. And you can't set the money aside. You can't scream for 6 days a week, don't spend money, don't spend money. And on the seventh day, say, dump our fortunes into the military and wars. We could save more lives than we're killing in these wars, spending the money otherwise in this country or elsewhere. So you have to more than double the casualty counts to take a real moral calculus of what we're choosing here.
Let's go. We've got a caller. We want to get him through really quick before we have to break for local news. So we'll take Steve on the program. Steve, you're on with David Swanson. Thanks for the call. Go right ahead.
Hey, I didn't get a chance to turn off my radio. Sorry. Hope there's no feedback. There, that's better. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, Steve, real quick.
So what's the answer then? I mean, okay, we're doing everything wrong. We're spending all this money. We're antagonizing the world. How do we make the terrorists happy and leave us alone?
There you go. Steve, thanks for the call. And David, that is it. How do you fight terrorism? Because there are people out there who want to destroy this country. So what should we do then?
Well, the goal is not to make terrorists happy. The goal is to cease creating terrorists. And those who have engaged in terrorism should be prosecuted. We should treat crimes as crimes. And when a crime is committed, you know, there's a bomb set to go off in New York City. We haven't decided to go bomb the state of Connecticut because the guy had been living there. It's a nonsensical response. We put him in prison. We put him on trial. And if convicted, he goes to prison. This is how we've always dealt with terrorism and how it should be dealt with. And it's a much more powerful deterrent than going and bombing a people and generating the hatred that breeds terrorism.
And killing millions of innocent people, yeah, as we've done in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Indeed.
Unfortunately. David Swanson, the website is davidswanson.org. Steve, Frank, thank you for the calls.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.